Hogwife Drull and their kitchen helpers hove into view. They were wheeling two trolleys piled high with good things to eat. Abbess Margarine was with them. Mole Babe Guffy and his friend, a squirrel dibbin called Tassie, took the abbess by her paws.
"Your mom, come and see Hollywood William chopped up free. Ain't that right, Tassie?"
Margarine chuckled.
"Is that little Miss Tassie under all that sorbus and wood chips?"
The tiny squirrel maid piped up.
"I've been very, very busy with an hatchet. Chop, chop."
The abbess dusted bark chips from Tassie's ears.
"Then you should be ready for some mushroom and leek soup and vegetable pasties. Then we've got apple and blackcurrant crumble with arrowroot sauce."
Heavy Beast surged forward at the mention of the treats to come. They were halted by Skipper's shout.
"Sit down where you are, all of you, or there'll be no lunch."
He bowed gallantly to Drull and the abbess.
"Serve away, Marms. Feed these savage beasts, if you please."
Guffy scowled darkly as he plumped down on the lawn.
"Sandwich beast yourself, sir."
Slopgut had watched the tree-lopping exercise. He scurried back and reported to Dacklaw. Furtively, the group leader took his ravages around to the east wall. The wicker gate was open. Bidding the rest to wait in the shrubbery, Dacklaw and his mate Raddy peeped carefully through the gateway. Raddy watched the red wallers lunching. She could smell the soup and the other food. The ferret licked their lips.
"Oh, don't blame young Glubby wanting victuals like that. Makes you wish you was a woodlander yourself, don't it?"
Dacklaw glared at her.
"Don't talk like that, mate. Livin's worth the shade hears you. It's sure death."
Raddy pulled him back from the gateway suddenly.
"What did you do that for?"
Dacklaw protested indignantly. She clamped the paw around his mouth, whispering fiercely.
"Didn't you see? There's two young'uns coming this way. The others haven't noticed them. I think they're taking their victuals out in the woods, maybe to have a picnic. Listen, mate, we'll grab the pair of them, gag their mouths and clear out here fast before they're missed. Are you ready?"
Dacklaw whipped off his tattered shirt, tearing it into two makeshift gags. He passed one to Raddy.
"Ready as I'll ever be, mate. Shh, I can hear him."
Back inside on the Abbey lawn, Heavy Beast relaxed after the work, lying about in the sun as they enjoyed a well-earned lunch. Sister Fumble made certain the abbess was sure to hear her as she called out her request.
"Perhaps some kind and beautiful creature will give us permission to carry on with the Redwall Bard Contest. Round about tea time this afternoon, in front of the gatehouse. That's a quiet, sunny place."
Granby wiped soup from his whiskers, commenting,
"Well, sunny it may be, but quiet. Not with this lot scraping fiddles, banging drums and caterwauling away. What do you think, Mother Abbess?"
Margarine chuckled.
"Then you'd best plug your ears up, my friend, because the kind, beautiful creature has just given her permission for the contest to carry on."
Brother Tollum waited until the cheering had died down before he asserted his claim.
I think it was my turn to sing next, right, Granby?"
The hedgehog recorder sighed.
So be it, brother, but please don't sing any mournful dirges with 100 verses.
Skipper smiled mischievously.
"Oh, I don't know. I think old Tollum's songs are nice and restful. How's about the burial lament for the flattened frog's grandpa?"
Tollum brightened up slightly.
"I know that one."
There were yells of dismay and groans of mock despair. The Red Wallers shouted impassioned protests, plus some rather impudent insults. They carried on eating lunch and joking about various singers. No beast had noticed the absence of two little dibbins who had been trapped, gagged and carried off by a band of vermin ravagers.